I'm Jackie Best, the ODA Managing Editor and host of Oddcast. In this episode, we'll be talking about this year's ODA annual session, whether dentists are required to use electronic fund transfers, a dentist's role in providing expert testimony, and the ODA Foundation grant and scholarship opportunities. Many dentists across the state have heard that they must utilize electronic fund transfer, or EFT, in order to receive insurance payments. ODA Director of Dental Services Chris Moore is here to tell us more about this issue.
Thanks, Jackie. Late last summer, MetLife sent a letter to a whole lot of dentists throughout the state. That letter has been sent multiple times. Each time it says dentists are required to accept electronic funds payment because that's the only way MetLife is going to pay providers from this point on. Despite the multiple effective date deadlines they've given, it's still not really proven to be the case. As an insurance company, MetLife is required to provide the dental benefits that the employer has purchased for their employees. Solely because a dentist does or does not do something does not allow the insurance company to freely deny claims that otherwise would normally have been paid.
What will happen if a dentist doesn't comply with the instructions in the letter?
If the dentist does not provide electronic fund transfer information, their banking account information, because they don't think that's going to fit their practice, or because their practice management software just will not accommodate that kind of payment, that's all well and good. If the dentist refuses to provide the banking information, then MetLife may try to go to the patient. Realistically, we don't anticipate MetLife asking their subscribers, the dentist's patients, for their checking account information so that they can pay them electronically in lieu of the dentist. Coming back to practicality, for MetLife to save money, it is much cheaper for them to mail a paper check to the dentist in a bulk check for 10 different patients than to send 10 individual patients individual checks.
What should dentists do to monitor this situation?
Dentists should remember, just because a patient and dentist agree to assignment of benefits and direct the insurance company to send the check to the dentist, that there is no requirement that the insurance company has to honor that contract between those two parties because it was not a party to that contract to begin with. So the dentist would be wise to monitor, particularly for MetLife, if he or she does not provide the electronic banking information to them, monitor claim submissions, and if the dentist starts determining that the insurance company is in fact sending paper checks to the patient, then the dentist may need to address that in the future.
Thanks so much for all this great information, Chris. If you have any questions about this issue, please call the ODA at 614-486-2700. Planning for the 2017 ODA annual session is well underway. I have Director of Meetings and Conventions Suzanne Brooks here to tell us more about this year's meeting. Suzanne, can you tell us a little bit about annual session and what's planned for this year?
Thank you, Jackie. Annual session will be held in Columbus, September 14th through 17th. This year, and registration is now open for the meeting. Full course information will be available online by the end of this month, but we're really looking forward. The annual session committee has been extremely involved, as they are every year, in putting together a stellar program for our attendees.
What kind of speakers can we expect to see at this year's meeting?
We've got strong speakers across both for dentists, for the entire dental team, dental hygienists, and the front desk. This year, some of the things that my annual session committee is most excited about for the front desk is we've got Bruce Christopher coming in. We have the Ritz-Carlton Leadership Institute presenting on Saturday. We have insurance courses for our front desk staff. And then as we get into our auxiliaries, we have Karen Davis speaking for hygienists. We have a nutritionist, Marianne Saltis, coming in to speak. We also have great hands-on courses, both for dentists and specifically EFTAs. And one of the most exciting things that we're doing, Dr. Bob Edwad, a oral surgeon, is coming back in and doing his oral surgery courses and hands-on workshops with pig mandibles to be able to help hands-on experience for our dentists. But we also have Dr. Henry Grimillon from Louisiana is coming in, and for our first time we'll be doing cadaver courses, a dissection course will be on Friday. So there is a wide variety of things. And all of those courses, in addition to kind of the mainstay bread and butter, if you will, regulatory courses from CPR to infection control, all of the courses that your office needs will be available to you on site at annual session.
That sounds like a great lineup this year, Suzanne.
We're looking forward to it. One of the most exciting things to us is understanding that there's truly, we think, aside from our House of Delegates, was greatly important to annual session and the future of the association, there are three other components of annual session. There's Great CE that we just talked about, and to help you and your staff get the continuing education requirements not only that you want for your practice, but also that are required by the Ohio State Dental Board. There is an expansive exhibit hall. Over 250 companies will be present this year, and really gives you that under one roof experience of being able to touch and see and actually experience the products that you might be looking at to add to your office or the materials that you need in your everyday practice. And then the third part are our great social events. And we're continuing with our bash this year. We have great things going on in the exhibit hall as well. And then this year, one of the special events that you'll be able to participate in is a private dinner at Chef Hubert's private dining establishment, Aubergine, in Grandview Heights. Very interesting, lovely experience for anyone that would like to take part. So you can see that there's a wide span of opportunities at this year's annual session. To make it sure that we can give all of this experience to dental teams throughout Ohio, we're introducing a neat program this year where when a dentist registers three staff members, the fourth staff member is registered for free. So not only is it a great experience, but an economical experience as well.
That sounds like a lot of great opportunities for the entire dental team.
We hope so. That's certainly the annual session committee's desire in putting the program together, and each year they strive to outdo themselves. And so hopefully our attendees will see that in the 2017 annual session.
That sounds great. And as Suzanne said, registration is already available. You can access that at oda.org/events, and also be sure to check out the ODA Annual Session Facebook page for all of the latest information. I'm here with ODA Executive Director Dave Oshani. Dave, sometimes we get calls here at the ODA from our members about providing expert testimony. What should they be concerned about?
Well, Jackie, in today's litigious society, dentists are often presented with the opportunity to serve as expert witnesses in civil malpractice lawsuits or administrative disciplinary actions like dental board disciplinary hearings. And dentists are often concerned about what their ethical obligations are. Can they ethically provide expert testimony? What should they say? The reality is there's nothing inherently unethical about acting as an expert witness. In fact, the ADA's Principles of Ethics and Code of Professional Conduct explicitly contemplates that dentists may provide expert testimony when that testimony is essential to a just and fair disposition of a judicial or administrative action. So dentists are free to provide expert testimony, and as long as they follow some simple guidelines, they can do it in an ethical manner. The goal of expert testimony in most cases is to establish the appropriate standards of care for whatever dental service or procedure is the subject of the legal or administrative action. Ultimately, the judge or jury or administrative agency, a dental board, whatever, depending on the type of procedure, will determine whether the standard of care was met based on the evidence, and that evidence includes the testimony provided by experts. The key is ensuring that experts do not exhibit unfair bias in providing their opinions. For example, one potentially unethical arrangement dentists want to avoid is agreeing to be an expert witness based on a contingency fee. In fact, the ADA's advisory opinion related to expert testimony states that it is unethical for a dentist to agree to a fee contingent upon the favorable outcome of the litigation in exchange for testifying as a dental expert. The main reason that the ADA and many other professional associations and oftentimes court rules find contingency fee expert testimony to be unethical is because such arrangements create an undue financial incentive for biased testimony in favor of the hiring party. These so-called hired gun experts do not advance the cause of protecting the public and potentially can harm the reputation of a good dentist and the entire dental profession.
So Dave, what should a dentist do when providing expert testimony?
When acting as an expert witness, dentists should provide their opinions in an honest and objective manner based on the information before them. They should also be willing to acknowledge any limitations on their ability to speak definitively regarding the issues before them when appropriate. Ultimately, the role of the expert is to assist the fact-finding body, whether that's a jury or a judge or an administrative agency like the dental board, by providing objective, science-based testimony. Doing anything less than that is not only unfair to the dentist whose services are at issue, but it may also be detrimental to the administration of justice and the protection of the public. By following these simple rules, dentists can provide expert testimony with a clear conscience and not have to worry about any ethical dilemmas because they're just providing testimony based on the information before them and giving their honest, objective, science-based opinion.
Thanks so much for all this great information, Dave. If dentists have any question about providing expert testimony, please call the Ohio Dental Association at 614-486-2700. Each year, the ODA Foundation offers grant and scholarship opportunities. Christy Kowalski, the ODA Foundation manager, is here to tell us more about the 2017 opportunities. Christy, can you tell us more about the grant opportunity?
The 2017 Access to Dental Care grant is open to nonprofits, specifically 501c3s, that reach out to underserved populations in their communities. They must at least provide dental care or oral health education in the program that they're applying for. And the process is a two-step process. First, we require a letter of inquiry, which is due by May 24th. And the second part is a grant proposal due by June 14th. The letter of inquiry is just a chance for us to work with the applicant organization to help them craft the best proposal that's the most likely to get funded by the foundation. And grants usually range from about $1,000 to $5,000.
So what types of programs can receive grants?
In 2016, we gave grants to five different access to care organizations, which included nonprofit dental clinics, FQHCs, hospitals. We've also given grants to free clinics in the past. We've assisted mobile units that needed supplies or helped new dental clinics get started in their communities. We like to see proposals that will increase the types of services that the clinic is offering or expand services to a new population, or at least makes a greater impact on access to care. We like to show that the ODA Foundation's dollars are helping improve access in these new areas.
So are there any ways that ODA members can help promote the grant opportunity?
Of course, ODA members that volunteer or work with an organization that's a 501c3 nonprofit can tell the staff of the clinic that the grant opportunity exists and help them apply. We also require some letters of recommendation for the grants. So a dentist that volunteers or works with that clinic could support the grant proposal by supplying a letter of recommendation. And anyone who is aware of an organization in their community that works with underserved individuals for dental care, it's important that you help them become aware of the grant opportunity because they might need funding to increase their services.
The ODA Foundation also offers scholarship opportunities to dental students and auxiliaries. We know that dental students graduate with an average of more than $250,000 of student debt just from dental school, so I'm sure a scholarship of any amount would help a dental student. Tell us more about the dental student scholarship opportunities.
The dental student scholarship is open to students who are Ohio residents, ASDA members, and they will be in their second, third, or fourth year of dental school in fall of 2017. Any student that meets those qualifications may apply. criteria that is considered is financial need, academic excellence, community involvement, leadership skills. A lot of different factors play into scholarship decisions, and all of the ODA Foundation scholarships are due by June 28th at the ODA Foundation office.
So are all of the students competing for just one scholarship?
There's more than one scholarship awarded every year. In 2016, 21 different dental students received a combined $57,000 of scholarship money from the ODA Foundation. We also offer a few named scholarship opportunities. The Forward Ever Scholarship in memory of Dr. Jim Snelson is given to one dental student who shows leadership in organized dentistry. The Daryl Deaver Advocacy Scholarship is given to one student who's taken a special interest in advocating for the profession during dental school. There's also a separate application offered for the Mercer Leadership Scholarship, which is given to one student that's a leader both in dental school as well as in their community and also demonstrates academic excellence.
What auxiliaries can apply for scholarships?
Dental assistants and hygienists that are looking to apply for an EFTA program or for a community dental health coordinator, also called a CDHC program, may apply for a scholarship. 2016 was the first time a CDHC scholarship was offered, and we were able to provide full tuition for that student.
It's so great to see the ODA Foundation supporting a new concept in the dental team. A CDHC is a new dental team member that helps link individuals in the community with dental resources as well as provide some limited preventive services. How can ODA members get involved with these scholarships?
ODA members can tell their dental team about the EFTA and CDHC scholarship opportunities, so any of their dental team members that are looking to pursue these programs already can apply for some financial assistance. It's very limited assistance for EFTA and CDHC scholarships, so applying for an ODA Foundation scholarship might be their only opportunity for some financial assistance. Dentists can also tell dental students that they know from their community or through job shadowing or organized dentistry about the scholarship opportunities for dental students. ODA members can also provide letters of recommendations for applicants for the ODA Foundation scholarship opportunities. Each applicant is required to have two letters of recommendation, and specifically for the dental student scholarships, those must come from ODA member dentists. So it's really important to work with the students that you know to help them apply for these scholarships.
Anyone interested in applying for scholarships or organizations looking for grant funds can find all the application materials on the ODA Foundation webpages at oda.org under the Community Involvement tab. Christy, we look forward to hearing about the grant and scholarship recipients in future episodes of the Ohio Dental Podcast. Thanks for listening to ODcast, the Ohio Dental Podcast. We'll be back next month to talk about issues affecting dentistry in Ohio. If you have a topic you would like to hear more about, please email jackie@oda.org. The views expressed in ODcast are solely those of the individual and do not necessarily represent the view of the Ohio Dental Association. The speakers are intended to offer opinions, information, and general guidance and should not be construed as legal advice or as an endorsement by the ODA. Dentists should always seek the advice of their own legal counsel regarding specific circumstances.